Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
So, is this on?
My name is Brock Lesnar. I am WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric the Mascot Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey, somebody's gonna plug the merch.
Yeah.
Eric's doing his thing where he watches us wear the same shirt and then he wears it the next show.
Oh, that's right. We did wear that shirt last week.
I'm always a week ahead.
A week ahead.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think of Monday Night Raw Dog?
Look, you know what I thought of it.
I thought it was, you know, yeah, go ahead.
You Eric. Tell what I thought because we sat here 30 minutes ago, and we've just been bullshitting, delaying doing this.
That is true.
Yeah.
That
would be its own podcast.
Just us watching fucking funny videos and fucking honestly, dying
yes.
and impersonating them on the spot.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. You know, the SummerSlam was a big show, and now we've got a month to build towards Payback.
A month from now?
And the show in India?
No, that's not canon. That's a house show.
That's not canon.
It's not canon.
Well, right. Shanky's on it, so yeah, you're probably right.
Shanky!
Yeah, that's just a house show. That's not a real thing. But yeah, we're covering Raw.
Mm.
No SmackDown this week. But hey, the Street Profits finally turned heel with Bobby Lashley.
They did.
On SmackDown last week. So that was interesting.
Shotzi showed up with her shaved head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? She actually looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Like for the whole shaved head thing, her gimmick. But then she screamed like a maniac and I hated it. She just laughed like a hyena and it was just like, that was not good.
Flashbacks. Yes. Crazy ex-girlfriend flashbacks.
Is that from the Mike Tyson punch out?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very good.
Oh, shit. Well, there goes my trivia.
What is this sound from?
I actually have some trivia.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mine's way too hard.
Mine's terrible.
Mine's way too hard.
Okay.
Great.
We'll still do it anyway.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to win both, I'm sure of it. All right, before we get to Raw, we have to thank two new patrons. So thank you to Anthony Vaccaro or Vaccaro. He did a year sub.
Ooh.
As well as Dr. Joshua C. Poole. Two new year subs.
Yeah. Boom.
At patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Right.
You can sign up today. It's only $5 a month. Or you want to save some money, do a year sub like these two awesome guys.
Yeah. Mm. Save you a little bit of extra cash.
Yes.
And trust us with a year of entertainment.
Yeah, that's right. We got weekly AEW recaps. We got the pay-per-views, classic episodes of Raw, SmackDown, other pay-per-views. So
yes.
There's a lot of content on there. And we also have some new bonus episodes coming out this month.
Two.
Been hinting at it on the AEW pod. Worst AEW moment of all time.
Wow. Yes. And what have you gotten it down to?
They're like
256.
Yes.
All right. Well,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Try to get it to 128 well, before.
Nice 6 hour bracket.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everyone's gonna love it.
There's gonna be a post on Patreon. Like, submit what you think are some of the worst moments.
Yeah.
To make sure we don't miss anything.
Right.
Because this bracket's gonna be a lot of fun.
So I guess this includes like promos, botches.
Oh yes.
Oh, oh man.
Reveals,
debuts, exploding rings.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I have no idea what will win because it's like
there's so many.
There's like 20 that are just like neck and neck with each other. It's like I don't know what to pick.
I mean, off the top of my head, like I can see like a final 18 yeah. like exploding ring, Matt Hardy almost dying.
We watched huge debut only to see him get fired the same night.
Well,
tune in to see who that was.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So Raw opens with a new announced team. You know, I think, what was it? Variety? Variety had it first.
Variety got paid to break it.
WWE leaked it out to Variety.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Cole and Wade Barrett are now the Raw announced team.
Yeah. So if you liked Barrett on SmackDown, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I'll tell you this, when Variety reports it, what are they really expecting us? Like, wow, some Variety reporter was sneaking around backstage and
at WWE headquarters.
And they went, holy shit, I gotta report this. What do they think they're doing?
Right.
Does a single wrestling fan go to Variety.com?
No.
They're just hoping like a housewife is like, what's this? Yeah. Oh, let me try.
No, they're hoping someone goes like, oh, Variety announces Emmy winners and here's wrestlers. Oh, I got these fumbled up. Triple H, Emmy winner.
Emmy award winning Triple H. Yeah,
honestly. It's like the Oscars a few years ago when they thought La La Land won and they all walked up there and then they had to leave. It's like, and the Emmy goes to Triple H. And Triple H just happens to be there. And he's like, thank you. They're like, no. I'm sorry. No. Yeah. It went to Brian Cox for Succession.
Honestly, though, like if they weren't too cool for school, they would give him the fucking Lifetime Achievement Award.
Sure.
His work on television has been outstanding.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Didn't MJF like get nominated like a couple of years ago or something like that?
What?
For what? Variety show or something?
Something
a Golden
like,
Globe?
Something like that. I don't
Get
remember.
The fuck out of here.
Something like
Get
that.
Get out of here.
You out of here.
Not an Emmy.
No.
Something else.
But something.
Yeah. It was something weird.
Maxwell Friedman?
Maxwell. That's his...
His credit for the Von Erich movies on there, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't see any awards announced on here.
Who's he playing?
Von Erich. Oh, Lance Von Erich.
I guess that's one of Kevin's sons?
I guess. No, is
no?
it?
That's
there like was something. The he was on some website where they were like, these are the top five actors in television right now. It was something like that, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah. SmackDown announced team is going to be Corey Graves and Kevin Patrick.
Okay.
And Michael Cole.
What?
That's a lot of Michael Cole.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah. That's a lot of shut up, Michael.
And also Barrett called Raw the flagship show.
Yeah.
And that's no accident.
Oh.
Because SmackDown's been the flagship show since 2019 on Fox.
Right.
But there are reports that Fox is not renewing SmackDown.
So just like that, they can shift?
Well, I thought that was Michael like, Cole's fine, edict. We'll
it's
just
their
fuck
shows.
You then.
Yeah.
Fine, fuck you. Raw. And now they're going to try to sell Raw to the bigger network. Who knows?
So I'm sure Roman Reigns will be returning to Raw soon.
No, for real. Like when the new deals come, which is, you know, like a year from now, I mean, they'll be announced before then.
Right.
But I mean, they'll take effect in like another year.
Right.
But yeah, I could see Roman Reigns getting drafted to Raw.
Oh, sure.
Depending on what network it is.
Yeah.
They've even said, like, they're open to Raw being on another night, which that would just be weird. Welcome to Tuesday Night Raw.
Right, yeah. Ooh. Fuck you.
That doesn't sound good.
Quit fucking with our schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. Every time a new TV deal starts, we have to change up when we record.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Next up, we've got Cody Rhodes in-ring promo. So, what do you want to Brock about? Oh, did I say Brock? Oh, did I beat Brock?
Did I beat off Brock?
Oh, were you guys watching when I beat the Beast?
Mm. Yeah. And then Cody showed the photo of Brock shaking Cody's hand.
Mm.
And the dirt sheets got worked hard by Triple H after SummerSlam. Triple H said that that moment was unplanned and they all ran with it. It's like, yeah, okay, sure it was.
Right.
Like, of course it was not. Like, this whole thing was so that Brock could anoint Cody Rhodes as the next guy.
Yeah.
Just like The Rock did with Cena, just like Hogan did with The Rock, you know.
Just like Kurt did with Brock.
It was unplanned.
And then Brock left.
That's like just Triple H trying to get fans to be like, oh, really? So there is some real things in wrestling?
I think something's real. Yeah. It might be real.
That's it. They all got works. So then Cody said, my mom told me Brock Lesnar acknowledged you.
That's fine.
So that's Cody's way of saying, yes, right. I'm winning the Rumble again.
Yeah, I'm winning.
And I'm going to job to Roman again in next year's WrestleMania.
Imagine.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Then he says, after beating Brock Lesnar, I feel like I could beat anybody in the world. Burn it down.
Yeah.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Someone wants some revenge.
Yeah. Right.
Seth Rollins comes out and he tells Cody, the last time I came out here to address the future of the World Heavyweight Championship, you were the first man to get in my face, so consider this me returning the favor. But then the moment is ruined because the music hits and it's the Judgment Day.
Yeah, Baron.
Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, and Dominic Mysterio get in the ring. They start talking trash. But then Finn Balor attacks Seth, and we have a brawl. Sami Zayn runs out and makes the save, and the good guys stand tall. And then General Manager Cody Rhodes grabs a mic.
Co-General Manager, because there was a few this
week. Co-General Manager Cody Rhodes grabs a mic and announces a six-man tag for later.
Mm-hmm.
And then backstage, Seth yells at Cody. He's like, I didn't know you were a GM, all right? He's like, what are you doing making matches for me? But Sami defused the situation.
Good guy, Sammy.
For now.
Yeah.
Also backstage, Balor was talking to JD McDonagh.
Oh, where the...
Well, yeah, we did on the SummerSlam recap, but I guess for the people that didn't see that. Yeah.
Where the hell have you been?
Like actual TV.
Right. But then Damian Priest walked up and him and Balor argued about what happened at SummerSlam, but Rhea defused the situation.
Now...
For now.
Did you see Rhea had JD?
Yeah.
On her cheek?
But she's had that.
But is it for JD McDonagh or is it for Judgment Day?
Wow, you
Inception?
Oh my God! She's fucking Dominic and JD McDonagh? Holy shit!
I have a question.
How many nuts do you think they bust?
22!
Yeah.
22.
Yeah. That's probably right.
Right.
If Finn and JD are friends and JD's a bad guy, why isn't he in Judgment Day?
He was wearing all black.
What?
Maybe he's an intern.
He's gonna be.
He's an intern.
Intern.
He's gonna be,
when
right.
When they kick out Damian Priest.
Yeah. Right.
Also, if JD
You're
McDonagh,
too tall for us, Damian.
If JD McDonagh, you know, joins Judgment Day with Balor, how are we gonna be able to tell these two apart?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. Well, one has a big, ugly beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So, I think they both do.
No.
JD McDonagh doesn't?
No.
Yeah, he has long hair.
Like I said, they look alike, right?
They both have
beards.
Yeah.
They cock alike.
So JD suggests to Priest that he get rid of the briefcase.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
That's stupid. And then later backstage, we see McDonagh attacking Sammy. And then you could actually see that Sammy's elbow is legitimately fucked up.
Yeah, like they zoom in and it's like this.
It is.
There's like a fucking football growing out of it.
I've seen, you know, film and makeup, but in movies, not in WWE.
Right.
So KO and Sammy are both injured.
Right.
That's crazy.
So is this where they're like, well, we got to strip them of the titles and now each show gets their own tag titles?
I see people online.
Yeah,
they're like,
that's a good idea, actually.
They're like, it's time to split up the tag titles, you know, one for each show again. I'm like, are you fucking insane?
Yeah.
The WWE tag titles and the world tag titles.
It makes so much sense.
Of course. When did that injury happen? Do we have any idea?
I didn't see anything.
So when he was talking to Cody and Seth earlier, I'm guessing that was there.
Yeah.
But he was kind of hiding his left arm a
little
bit.
Right, right.
Yeah, and now they're...
He's kind of talking like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Because JD McDonagh was just punching Sammy's arm, and I was like, what? And then I saw his arm. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been any time in the last every week for 2 years that he's been on TV.
That's true.
Well, they had a large crash, and that's when they were like, come on, come on, everybody. Right. Hey, it's me, Ben Byron. Come on. And then...
that's Byron Saxton if he were, the least bit interesting.
Yeah, right.
But he's like, oh, come on, something happened.
Oh, there's a commotion.
Go, get the camera off me, even though I'll probably not get any more screen time tonight.
Ever.
So Sammy's out, so Nakamura offers to take Sammy's place, and Rollins accepts, and we'll get back to that.
Yeah, right.
A lot of Inception.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Ricochet versus Matt Riddle versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Winner gets an Intercontinental Championship title match against Gunther.
Hmm.
Gunther.
Yeah. So Ricochet and Riddle on the top rope. Then Ciampa tried to German suplex them off the second rope. But then Chad Gable got on the first rope and suplexed them all together.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then Gable and Ricochet went for top rope moves at the same time. But Riddle and Ciampa put their knees up and did a double roll up for a close count.
I liked that whole series there. That was fun.
Well, you're not going to like this. Because then Ciampa grabbed Riddle's foot and twisted his toes.
One for each toe. And you notice that Riddle and Gable did the trading punches, and they were booing Riddle and cheering Gable.
Yes.
Like the boo, yeah, boo. Yeah.
Well, you could tell Vince really must be in that coma because Triple H is a lot different. He lets the hometown hero win.
Right.
I know.
Right.
This was Chad Gable. Yeah. They were in Minneapolis.
Crazy.
And Chad Gable beat Ciampa. Couldn't have been Ricochet or Riddle.
Yeah,
but he beats Ciampa with his rolling German suplex pin.
He's a company guy.
Which is called what? What's the move called?
Chaos Theory?
Chaos Theory.
Yeah.
There you go. What? Sure.
Who are you?
No, he got something right. I wouldn't have known the name of the move. What does that make Eric?
Smart.
You fucking Mark!
The best.
Eric knows something? What a fucking Mark.
What a piece of shit.
What is that the chaos effect?
That was Joe hitting the button, not me.
Okay.
Right. I am over here.
I'm just following orders.
You're an instrument.
I'm just following orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I push the buttons when you guys want me to push the buttons. Mm. Jeez. Calm down, Eric.
You fucking Mark.
Again, that was Joe, right?
Yes. Next up, we've got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Bronson Reed. Reed went for the tsunami, but Nakamura moved and hit the Kinshasa for the win.
Not just the Kinshasa. He hit one to the back of Reed's head.
Yes.
And then he hit a traditional Kinshasa.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Michael Cole, for that explanation.
And scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when Corey Graves is on the show, Nakamura is on, Corey Graves is always the one that yells it.
Mm-hmm.
But he never calls the back of the head one the Kinshasa. He always waits until... But,
right. Yeah. And Michael Cole's just like, oh.
But it was funny because I was like surprised Nakamura won this match.
Right.
And it didn't make sense until, the end of the show.
Yeah.
Correct.
But next up, we have an in-ring promo from Becky Lynch. The man says she's ready to put an end to all of this and finally get her rematch with Trish Stratus. And I'm also ready for this to end.
Yes.
By all this, you mean, being stuck in this shitty feud and not being able to have a match on SummerSlam?
Yeah.
So not being in the title picture? Yeah.
So then Zoe Stark comes out.
Oh, no.
Again.
And she's absolutely awful on the mic.
You see, Becky, I know exactly what's happening. You're jealous. Jealous, I said.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
Jealous, I said.
I say, you are jealous, sir, I say.
Oh, my God, what the fuck? And even Becky's like, you're with a woman that's not even going to be here after I beat her next week. And it's like, oh, please be telling the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. So then Shayna Baszler walks out with a black eye. I guess Ronda really did knee her in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. No, you could tell when she hit it. Because even at the end of the match, her eye was like bloody under there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So Shayna brags about putting Ronda to sleep and getting her out of WWE, and the crowd cheers. So, like, Shayna's a face.
Yeah.
Full face.
Shayna like, turned on Ronda and is a face.
Yeah. She's like, oh, and we'll never see Ronda again. Yeah. Thank you, Shayna. Yeah.
This is awesome. Yeah. So Shayna and Zoe get into it. So Becky tells Adam Pearce to come out and make the match official, and he does. Baszler versus Stark with Becky Lynch drinking lemonade with all the lemons that she was given.
Correct. That
still
was great.
Doing that. Shayna beat Zoe with Ronda's Piper's Pit finisher, but did a terrible job.
And they called it. They call it the world's baddest slam.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that not on purpose? Because it was bad.
It was the baddest slam.
Yeah.
It was bad.
First, she tries to pick her up and she just drops her.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Like,
no.
If Ronda's not coming back,
yeah,
then I don't know why you would do this. It almost seems like Ronda's planning on coming back at some point if you're going to steal her finisher.
Right.
You know?
I did like weird. How they said that she made Ronda submit.
Yeah.
But
well, it's still a submission.
I know, but like she passed out. You
it's
know?
Still technically a submission, though.
Right.
Even if you pass out. Becky spit out her lemonade like Triple H. And then backstage, Shayna tells Becky, I didn't need your help out there. It was like, but Becky didn't help.
Yeah, the fuck?
Becky didn't do anything.
No, she spit some lemonade.
And then she says, I have a whole list of scores to settle, which means I'll be coming for the man sooner or later. And Becky says, looking forward to it. I guess rematch from the 2020 COVID mania.
Yeah, where Shayna was on a roll and like eliminated everyone in Elimination Chamber and then easily lost to Becky.
And then Becky was pregnant. Becky was pregnant and Vince said, Becky's winning.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, Vince, we have to get this title off of Becky. Not yet.
No.
Not with her.
Yeah. Anyone but her.
Anyone but her. Next up, we have Ludwig Kaiser versus Otis. This match happened because Kaiser told Maxxine Dupri that Otis is disgusting.
Yeah.
And she slapped him, and then Otis challenged him to a match.
Yeah.
And then Kaiser was trying to flirt with Maxxine during the match.
And then Kaiser said backstage after she slapped him.
Yeah.
What did she say? What did he say to her?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, you got a little fight.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
He said feisty.
All I heard was like on Beer Fest, like when she turned to me, he's like, slut for money.
By the way,
he's like, look at me. I haven't had a carb in 18 years.
Yes.
And you like Otis. Yeah. She's like, no, I don't like uncircumcised guys.
By the way, you know who Ludwig Kaiser is? He's doing that to someone.
Oh, I thought it was like, is he you?
He's me. No, he's fucking someone.
Someone on the someone in WWE.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Ooh.
It's got to be someone good, otherwise Andrew wouldn't give a shit.
Oh. Yeah.
Dewdrop. No. I'm gonna guess. Oh,
it's Omos.
Tiffany Stratton.
Yes.
No. Oh.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Well, there's my trivia, Eric. Congratulations. You
suck it, Joe.
Damn it.
Yeah,
Tiffany Stratton.
I got one a year and I lost. That's the NXT champion.
Yeah.
Women's champion.
Women's champion, yeah.
Wow.
So anyways, Vinci hopped on the apron. So Otis suplexed him in the ring. And the ref's yelling at Vinci like, hey, get out of here! It's like, well, Otis brought him in the ring.
Right.
And then Gunther comes out, kicks Otis. Mm-hmm. And then Kaiser kicks Otis. And that's it. Two little kicks. That's how you beat Otis. Two little kicks.
Little kicks.
Were they in his belly?
No.
Oh, well.
It was just like two little kicks.
You Kaiser can't do wins. That because you will lose your foot.
And then Imperium continues to beat up Otis after the match, but then all three men retreat when Chad Gable runs out.
Well, look out. Shorty G's coming.
Yeah. They fucking retreat from Chad Gable. I'm sorry. I know he's getting the title shot and everything, but he at least should have run out with a chair.
Right. Anything.
Yeah.
Because why would they retreat from him?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Even if it, 3-on-1. Come on now. Also, early in the show, The Miz was getting ready for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
But some woman tells him he's going to have to wait because someone else is currently doing a photo shoot.
A photo shit.
And his name is L.A. Knight.
What? You didn't say L.A. Feet?
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, Andrew's getting on board. Andrew's getting on board!
I don't want to make you guys upset anymore.
MJF?
No.
MJF.
Hit the button!
Hit it!
No. Okay, fine!
No!
No, wrong button!
You know what you are.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So Miz comes out to the ring.
Yeah.
No, do it like...
This is so...
Yeah.
Miz comes out to the ring.
Yeah.
Starts bitching about LA Knight.
Well,
so
yeah.
LA Knight comes out to a big pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knight offers a handshake.
Yeah.
What?
But Miz declines.
Yeah.
And calls him an Attitude Era fanboy doing cosplay.
That's not bad.
Nah.
Nana!
Nana!
Yeah.
Yeah. Nana!
Yeah. Miz gives Knight his resume and asks Knight, what have you done? And Knight says, I worked my ass off waiting for the right opening while you, Miz, had a 20-year head start. I have no problem stepping over you to go to the main event. And Miz yells, I am the main event!
I mean...
10 years ago?
Sure.
Maybe more?
Maybe more.
Right.
He did win a title recently-ish.
Ish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Knight tells Miz to make a move, and then Miz takes off his suit jacket and throws it at Knight and attacks him. Miz goes for the skull-crushing finale, but Knight counters and hits the BFT.
That was a great counter and then a great BFT.
Sure, but this whole promo battle was not as good as it should have been.
I agree.
Like, people were losing their shit online, and then I was like, wow, this must be really good. And I watched it, and I was like, this was just average. Yeah. Like, it wasn't great. And by the way, I feel like Miz was better than Knight in this segment.
Well,
Miz had a good line about if you're the safe choice, because he kind of is.
And Knight stumbled over his lines a little bit, but it should have been better. Yeah. And this is going to be a feud? Like, Knight just beat him in 2 seconds. He already beat him.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. I didn't think it was as great as people thought. But, you know, fucking Eric Mark over here loved it.
Mark Hamilton.
You thought it was great or what?
I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
So, like, one of the best segments of the year?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Top 10?
I mean, we'll get to awards.
Okay.
All right.
Next up, we've got the Viking Raiders versus the New Day.
Where the hell have you been?
Well, Kofi's been injured.
Yeah. Right.
And apparently Xavier Knight can't do anything without him.
Who?
Xavier Knight. Wow. Xavier
just
Woods.
Can't stop thinking about those L.A. feet.
Yeah.
Xavier feet.
These L.A. feet right here.
If you're going to play footsies, go up a foot or two.
What?
Who is Xavier Knight? Is that somebody?
No, he's just thinking about LA feet.
just thinking about that cool guy.
Woods was fine, but he can't be on. You know, he can't hold his own on television without Kofi.
I know. Not as a face.
So Xavier Woods hit Limit Break on Ivar for the win. That's his elbow drop. Which Limit Break is a Final Fantasy video game reference.
Oh.
Yes, I know. It's a great game.
Man. Fucking Mark!
Thank you.
Well done.
Backstage, they meet Jackie Redmond and say they're coming for the tag titles.
Oh, so I guess once the titles are
vacant.
Yeah. We're coming for you guys that can't wrestle right now.
Or they go after the tag titles. They lose. And then Xavier Woods finally... No, never mind.
Fucking Mark!
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. They're never going to break up.
Fucking Street Profits turned heel before any of the New Day.
Yeah.
Hey, the Usos finally broke up after 15 years as a tag team.
True.
I feel like random people are turning heel just to create bad guys, and they can't let Xavier Woods have this.
I know.
Like every tag team in the history of wrestling.
Yes.
Has broken up at some point.
And it's not...
Don't get me wrong. The Street Profits, they've been going around. They've been doing this for like 6-7 years. Okay.
Sure.
But one day it'll happen. The Usos were 15 years. It finally fucking happened.
Yeah.
The New Day. It's been like 8 years.
You even let Kofi take a break and have a singles run as the champion, but you never broke them up.
And Woods would be so fucking good. That's the thing. He'll be a star. And he'll be a star.
King Woods was the perfect time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The King gimmick got to his head.
Oh, my God. Right. Yes.
God. They're never going to break up.
Could have fucking done it when Kofi was champ. Could have given us that New Way triple threat.
Yeah, exactly.
New Day.
New Day.
Yeah. New Way.
That's never going to happen.
New Day.
Fuck.
Next up, finally, we've got the main event. Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, and Nakamura versus Judgment Day.
Real quick. New Day didn't have like a new t-shirt or anything, right?
No, they didn't come out in t-shirts.
So like, I mean, they're not.
Oh, because you wanted to buy one.
No, right. I mean, of course.
You fucking mark!
Like, that's why they've always kept them together, because their merch sales are huge. Yes. But if they're not pushing new merch...
Or them. Yeah, they beat the Viking Raiders, but so fucking what? Yeah. And what if they win the tag titles for the millionth time? Who cares?
Right. Oh, they're tag champs again?
Xavier Woods, like, you could build him up to dethrone Gunther when it's all said and done. The ultimate underdog. Wow. He's half his height.
Right.
You know, like...
Fuck, turn Woods heel. Have him feud with Seth.
Something.
Have him dethrone Seth.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, when's it going to be his time?
Yeah.
The other two had their moments.
For real.
The other two were the champs.
Yeah.
And Woods is the best one. So anyways, Raquel Rodriguez attacked Rhea Ripley before the match.
Mm.
Officials, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell tried to break them up.
Because that's all they do now.
Kudos to Triple H for getting them on the show. For nothing.
And Johnny's at home just looking at his phone like...
Yeah.
Come on!
Playing video games.
Ring!
Ripley...
Ring, damn you!
Yeah. Ripley attacked Candice and Indy, and then they got into it. Ripley's shoe came off, and she threw it at Candice.
Oh.
So there's that.
I mean, barefoot, Joe.
Yeah.
And she had socks on.
Socks, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting. So as for this match, Priest hit Cody with the briefcase while Ripley distracted the ref, but then Sami Zayn ran out and he threw Priest over the announce table.
Yeah.
Balor picked up the briefcase, but Seth super kicked it into his face, and then Cody hit Balor with Crossroads for the win. And then after the match, Seth and Cody shook hands to the delight of the crowd.
Mm.
They all celebrated.
Yeah.
The three of them, Cody, Seth, and Sammy, got on the turnbuckle to celebrate, except for Nakamura, who did not get on the second rope. And when Seth got down, Nakamura laid Seth out with a Kinshasa.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And then he immediately left the ring.
Yeah.
And walked off.
Sure.
We need a feud.
Yeah.
We need a feud.
Raw ended with, somewhat of a cliffhanger.
I guess.
All right, yeah.
Well, it was better than them just celebrating and, you know.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Good night.
That's what they usually do.
Right. Why, Shinsuke? Why? Next week you'd be like...
You give us a reason to want to tune in next week.
Is there any chance Nakamura beats Seth for the title?
No way.
I just want to see a main title change hands. At this point, I don't fucking care who wins it.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're worried.
The whole thing is like this title, like you said when it first, you know, came out, was like Roman's the main champ. This is a secondary title anyway, because of course it is.
Yeah.
So you could do whatever you fucking want with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not change the title up?
Yeah, raise your hand if you're worried about Seth holding this for 2 years.
Exactly.
Just like everyone else holds their title.
No. Seriously.
Hey, by the way, who was the longest reigning women's champion recently?
Bianca Belair.
Gave it right back to her for a minute, but still.
Right.
She was champ again.
But yeah, you could do whatever you want. This title really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No, because you don't make it matter.
But also, Nakamura is a heel now.
Right.
So it was
one of the worst heels.
Yeah. Oh, much, much. No, are we doing that? Are we bringing the lyrics back? God, I hope not.
No,
please no. But still, it should be a good match.
I'd love to see Nakamura win the title.
Should be a good. This is probably the main event for Payback because it's not going to be Roman unless it's Jimmy versus Jay. That might take the spot.
Oh wow, yeah,
that could. Bloodline always wins
for the next
non-title match.
Why, Jimmy? Why? I tell you why. Because the writers couldn't think of anything better. Boom.
We got to stretch this out.
for 6 years.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen. There's nothing they can say to make me go, all right, well, at least it made sense.
Right. Nothing. At least they blank.
Nothing! Nothing!
All right, that's the end of Raw.
Yeah, that's all.
Everyone calm down. And let's get to awards.
Yes.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Sammy's elbow.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
His elbow was fucked up.
It's very insensitive. Someone touched it and he was like, yeah.
Oh.
You don't have a hole in your elbow. But,
no, okay. That's him saying, my elbow.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of SmackDown and I'm going to say Shotzi. I didn't like her hair.
That doesn't count.
It does.
Doesn't count.
No.
Yes. Do the fucking assignment.
Yes.
Joe, you watched all of SmackDown?
You fucking mark!
When you didn't have to?
I think you know the answer to that. I wanted to see the Street Profits segment.
No.
And then that just came on as a clip on YouTube. But
I had Michael Cole, just seeing him. It's like, fuck!
Seeing him. Fuck, I hate everything about you.
Fuck you. Yeah. Best dressed?
I had Raquel.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I also saw another post where someone showed a picture of Raquel and they were like, now hear me out. It's like, what? She's hot.
Yeah.
We know
this.
We know this.
It's not controversial.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry that you've been sleeping on her.
She's not the hottest, but yeah, she's attractive. She's
very attractive.
I would hijack that ass and dismantle the pussy. Sure.
I mean, she would break your dick off, but
I hope so.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if
that'd be a great orgasm.
That's a thing still.
No?
I don't know.
Oh.
Breaking dicks off?
No, her and Braun.
Oh, sure.
She doesn't like dudes with stupid necks.
I had Becky Lynch.
I had Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those lemons. You know her boobs. Worst acting?
Byron Saxton.
Someone was worse than him.
I had
and
Zoe.
Her name
is
Zoe Stark.
Zoe Stark, yeah.
Fair enough.
Best acting?
Yeah.
Don't make me press it. Don't make me fucking press it.
I'm going to do Sami Zayn when he was convincing Cody and Seth to like, be friends.
I got LA Knight.
And then they were friends.
I had The Miz. I thought he did better than Knight.
You fucking
Mark. Sorry. Yeah, I'm the fucking Mark.
You are.
Ms. Mark.
Ms. Mark. Worst comment?
A traditional Kinshasa. I didn't like that.
I had just the way he said it. It reminded me of here comes the submission magician. And I was like, the Egyptian magician from Jerky Boys. Here comes the submission magician.
What's his name?
Say that 10 times fast.
Mara Rinaldo.
He did.
Yeah.
The submission magician.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
My God.
Back, you know, when she was in NXT and dominating.
Yeah.
Right. I had Zoe Stark. God, I.
I say.
Jesus. Best comment?
When Zoe Stark actually told Baszler that you're the baddest punching bag.
Okay.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead, Andrew.
I had The Miz calling Knight an Attitude Era fanboy.
Fanboy. Yep. So I am.
Okay.
Worst match?
Shayna versus Stark.
That's what I had.
Yes.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo.
Otis versus Ludwig.
Yeah.
Yep. Sweep it.
Best match?
Six-man tag.
No!
I had the Fatal 4-Way.
No.
Yeah, I had the Fatal 4-Way.
I mean, they were both fine.
Yeah.
Fatal 4-Way, though,
so
had like
close.
A
Andrew
few of our favorite
and
wrestlers.
Joe Mark Zano.
So we're marks because we picked a different
match. Because we like Ciampa?
Because we picked a different best match.
Whoa.
Makes sense.
Because Shorty G can wrestle?
Hey, there was Riddle feet in there.
Yeah, but someone was
and
trying to hurt him for it.
And playing with other men's toes.
Yeah, he was trying to hurt him for it. Go ahead, show me your toe. I'll fucking break it. Just like he tried to do. Oh, you want to be... You want easy. We're crossing a very thin line here, Andrew. Be careful.
Is that toenail painted?
Yeah. Close enough.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Close enough. Worst move?
Maxine slap.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
I had the Baszler trying to pick up Zoe Stark.
The world's baddest slam.
It was bad.
Also, when Kaiser won, he like looked at Maxine and she did like the, maybe I want this. Yeah.
No, wait. More finger?
God, no.
Jesus!
Oh my god.
Okay.
Best move.
The four-man clusterfuck suplex.
Clusterfuck?
Clusterfuck?
Sure. So it was the best, but it was a clusterfuck?
Yeah, because it was a bunch of dudes doing stuff, falling.
I had when they it both was great. Jumped it was... off the ropes at the same time and then took the double knees.
Okay.
So two roll-ups.
Yeah.
I had the Kinshasa to Seth.
All right.
Worst moment?
Zoe and Baszler cutting promos together.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to put Michael Cole at the beginning of the show. But, okay. All right. And then best moment?
I guess Shinsuke.
That's just what I had.
Yeah, Shinsuke.
Just because you're like, oh, shit, something happened.
Oh, Shinsuke.
No, Eric, you had Knight and Miz. Just admit it.
I did have Knight and Miz.
I mean, I'm happy for Shinsuke. He's going to get at least a big match.
All right.
He's not going to win it, but at least he gets a big match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't expect that.
No. Sure.
All right. Breaking news. So WWE paid TMZ to report that Sonya Deville suffered a torn ACL. The women's tag division is cursed.
It's done.
It is.
Just end it.
Are they the champs?
Yeah.
No, no. Charlotte and Belair beat them.
Oh, they're
that's right.
They're the kayfabe champs.
They're the kayfabe champs.
Yeah.
So she's out indefinitely. The fuck are they going to do with all the tag titles?
Just new.
All the tag champs are dead.
Makeshift tournament.
Oh, with random people with tagging women together.
Look out. Hey, guys, look out for the Dark Horse, Emma, and Nikki Cross. Just saying.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose in the first round.
Let me grab this name out of a hat, Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
And then just the next random name, Zoe Stark. This is a random name.
It's totally random.
Say this one, returning from injury, Liv Morgan. Random name, Raquel Gonzalez. This is fucking random shit right here. This is crazy shit. Fucking asshole.
Let's see, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
And Dominic Mysterio. Yeah,
all right.
Women qualified.
But I'll allow it.
Right.
You know what's been really funny is Matt Cardona carries around a woman's tag title with him. And he says, I am one half of one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
Sure.
Interesting. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. He's like, what's hers is mine.
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
So. Poor Matt.
He should divorce her and really get half of it.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
At the SummerSlam media scrum, Big E revealed that some spine specialists have told him to not wrestle again. Oh. Big E said, when I started this job at 23 years old, I probably had a bit of a death wish and was okay dying in the ring. I now at 37 would like to not die in the ring. I would like to do other things with my life. He also hinted at doing commentary if he does not return to the ring.
Yeah, so we'll see him in 8 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
He mentioned Titus O'Neil, who, like, you know, Titus has been showing up randomly to do commentary for one match. Mm-hmm. But do it with Big E, he'd be way better.
Sure.
Yeah. Titus O'Neil.
Yeah. Let him be the new ambassador. Like, people know who he is, and he'd be great.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
That's true. It's only Titus because he does so much charity work.
WWE.
He was doing it outside of WWE.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, can you just say that we're involved too to make us look good and we'll pay you?
Can you help us get that tax write-off?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
All right. That's all I got for news. So do you have news?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here.
So ESPN released. Get the fuck up.
All right.
Back up.
Sorry.
Jesus. Always on my... ESPN released the top 10.
Hey, Joe, you fucking mark for Eric's dick.
Yeah, I just am marking out. I'm always marking out for Eric's dick.
ESPN released their top.
Yeah, Eric?
Yeah.
Jerking Eric off on the table.
ESPN.
ESPN.
ESPN released their top 10 pro wrestlers under 30. So let's go through some names
here. You know who's not going to be there? Yeah.
Well,
under 50.
Under 50.
All right, so.
He's a lock.
MJF.
Can I?
Is this your trivia? Yeah.
No, it's not trivia. So at number 10, they had Logan Paul. At number 9, Liv Morgan.
Sure.
At number 8, Take a shitta.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's funny is I showed...
I'm sure he'd be on there, but
I showed
Logan
this,
Paul's ahead of him.
I showed this name to a couple of my coworkers, and I was like, how would you pronounce it? They're like, take a shitta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, how, well, that's how you pronounce it.
Well, no, it's Takeshita.
That is great.
Take a shitta.
No. Okay. Number 7, Carmelo Hayes. Number 6, Bron Breakker. Number 5... Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic Mysterio is better than Logan Paul in this list.
Okay. Yeah, or any of those people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, El Hijo del Vikingo.
Yeah, oh, better than Logan Paul, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nephew of Viking?
Number 3, Austin Theory.
Austin Theory, better than Logan Paul. Huh.
I mean, I guess Logan Paul like wrestles a few
that
matches.
That doesn't matter. Okay. What the fuck would you rather see, Eric? A Logan Paul match or an Austin Theory match?
Number 2, Rhea Ripley.
There we go.
Sure, there you go.
Okay. And number 1.
Number 1.
You fucking mark!
Yeah, ESPN, you fucking
By
mark.
By the way, I also have ESPN's list for top wrestlers, period. Number 1, MJF.
Nice. Number 2, Rhea Ripley.
Number 3,
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
No, but like
Dominic
MJF
Mysterio
is number 1, period.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should Logan Paul should be 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even 2, but yeah.
Sure.
El Hijo del Vikingo is better than Dominic Mysterio, Bron Breakker, Austin that's absurd.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
The other thing I had MJF did like an autograph signing at a convention this past weekend, and on his sign it just said attention pours prices. Autograph 60, selfie 60, combo 100. But I thought it was funny.
One of our fan, Bobby the Mark Soydam, recently met him.
Yeah.
And he recorded it.
Yeah, MJF looks thrilled.
So fucking good.
He's like,
he sent me a video of him, like, he recorded MJF and there was a baby crying. He was like, hey, shut that baby up.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
So great.
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
There's a lot. There's a lot.
All right, hit me
so,
with
it. Hey, stop. Get off my dick now, Eric. Will you get off my dick?
Will somebody get on my dick?
Yeah, Eric, get on Joe's dick.
I'm feeling jealous.
We can't legally do that on camera. So Fightful asked sources about plans for Roman Reigns to lose the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Sources.
And they just laughed.
Sources.
And they laughed and hung up. They were told it would happen when Reigns and Paul Heyman say it will.
Huh?
That's their report. They're saying it's up to Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman.
All right. I'm done.
All
right, Hogan.
Right. Jesus.
Is that like Vince is like, Roman, you're the man. You can do this for as long as you want. You want to break Bruno's record? I love you. You want to double his record?
That's tremendous.
Tremendous. Also, Dave Meltzer says Reigns was injured early in his match with Jey Uso at SummerSlam. But he wasn't told what the injury was.
Mm.
But either way, Roman's not wrestling for a while.
Well,
I mean,
we already knew that.
Survivor Series, probably, right?
Yeah.
Also, Dave Meltzer says he was told Brock Lesnar will be gone for a while, which, of course, is expected.
Yeah.
However, Brock is currently advertised for Payback on September 2nd.
Advertised in that city?
Yeah. Yeah.
Card! Subject to change.
Of course, of course.
Every day, everything on the card will change. Yeah. Cody Rhodes?
He'll be there.
Is a guy.
Yeah. Fightful says Randy Orton is nowhere near being medically cleared to return. They also said he's gotten huge from weightlifting.
Really?
Wow.
Huge? Like huge, huge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like RK huge?
Yeah, he's doing bicep curls with his cock.
And yes, nice. I was going to say his dick has grown 2 inches.
RKO, my God.
2 centimeters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Dave Meltzer reported that Kairi Sane's coming back to WWE soon. She announced that she will soon be taking an indefinite hiatus after she finishes up what she's doing in Japan. Uh-huh. And then apparently she's coming to WWE after that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Can't wait.
Looking
forward
to that.
Can't wait.
Here's something I'm not looking forward to. PW Insider reports that there have been some rumblings over the last few days of Nia Jax returning to WWE.
She's very thin now.
Yeah.
She's under 300, I heard. 280 or something.
Exactly.
Very thin.
Yes.
No, I mean, I've seen some pictures. We'll see. We'll see what she looks like on TV.
She injures
everyone.
She's
going to kill everybody.
Yeah, that's what she does. Kyrie immediately was like, never mind.
Really?
Remember when she murdered Kyrie?
And I'm out.
She fucking picked her up and then threw her and her fucking head hit the steel steps. No, it was the bottom turnbuckle. It was like, Jesus Christ.
It was like what?
It was like...
Oh. I guess we don't have Jesus on there.
Oh, no, we have it. Yeah.
Jesus!
There it is.
When I saw it, it was like...
That's some renegade shit!
Yeah.
And then PW Insider also says Robert Roode worked as a producer for SummerSlam and may continue to do so for the time being.
That's not a...
Whatever.
That's not glorious.
I mean, yeah, there's a chance he doesn't return either.
Right.
Neck fusion surgery. And didn't you say that he had two, like, they did it again?
He had to have another one.
Yeah, it's probably
over.
In
the middle of recovering.
It's probably over for him, sadly.
Aw.
Really sucks.
I mean, he's in his, like, mid-40s now.
Yeah, he is. He's a little bit older.
So, like, yeah.
It just sucks he's been kind of, like, wasted the past, what, 6 years on the main roster?
Yeah, it sucks that they never pushed him the way he should have been.
Yeah.
The way he was in NXT. It was...
It was glorious. A simpler time.
It was glorious.
The way that his father learned.
Yeah. Anything else for rumors? Okay, nope. Trivia time.
All right, I have some trivia.
Go.
So, they got a list of...
They?
WWE.
Who are you?
Most losses in WWE history.
Oh, man. Does this count house shows when they do this?
It has to.
Probably. It does. Maybe. So we're going to play.
Okay.
First, we're going to play Who's in My Mouth.
Okay. Andrew.
Yes.
All right. All right. Good, good.
And then we're going to play Higher or Lower. So let's see. Start throwing out some names, and I'll tell you their position. Let's see who can get who's at number one.
Man, like all-time losses.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Brawler.
He's at number three.
Wow. Okay, so I get 7 points.
That... Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, probably. I like that.
Sure.
All right. So more losses than the Brooklyn Brawler. I'm going to say Zack Ryder.
He wasn't there.
He's not on the list.
No. Okay. Well, but he was always losing.
A Big Show.
Big Show is number six.
Wow.
Do you want to know how many losses?
Sure.
So Brooklyn Brawler was 1,201 losses.
Big Show
was 910.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow. There's got to be someone that's there all the time. That's like...
Ziggler?
Ziggler is number four.
Well done. Well done.
With 1,187.
Maybe The Miz? He's been around for years and years.
The Miz, number one.
Let's go!
Now we're going to play Higher or Lower.
All right, Andrew, go. You know it's higher than 1,200, so...
1433.
Lower.
1350.
Lower.
1310.
Lower.
1250.
Higher.
1260.
Higher.
1275.
Higher.
1276.
Higher.
1290.
Lower.
1284.
Lower.
The way you said that, 1283.
Lower.
Damn it.
1282.
Too low.
What?
Lower.
Oh. 1280.
1280.
Hey!
Yeah.
I win. I beat Andrew.
Some other names. Number two, Kane.
I was going to say Kane, but I didn't.
1226. Randy Orton, 1037.
Wow.
Cody Rhodes,
wow.
887.
And that was only Stardust.
Yeah. Sheamus, 876.
Sheamus.
Plus the one to Roman.
You know,
that really put him up there.
Right.
That made him beat Sheamus.
Hey.
That's funny. Kofi, 886. Natalya, 847.
Natalya.
Jack Swagger, 838. Triple H, 837.
Yeah. Around for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then Jericho, Heath Slater, and Matt Hardy at number 15. 796.
Wow.
Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. I think they also did who had the most wins ever.
Yeah.
And I think it was Bret Hart.
Really?
Wow. Well,
and it was like, yeah, I guess he just won every house show.
I guess because Bruno didn't fight every day like they do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Bret Hart was probably one of the first fight every day guys.
Yeah.
House shows four times a week and TV and, wow.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Oh, we're not doing a double feature. Okay.
Oh, did you want to?
Mine was just really, really hard. We can burn it now. It's who? Roman and Jay are cousins. Who were the last cousins to wrestle at SummerSlam? It's really hard. I saw it in a fluke like meme. And I was
do
like,
we even know that they're cousins?
I did not, but maybe Eric would. It happened, you know, a while back.
It can't be brothers because that's like in the 90s, that's Kane and Undertaker.
Correct.
Obviously.
Brothers, correct.
They're real life cousins. Right?
They are real life cousins that I really didn't know.
What decade?
Yeah.
90s. Might have been the main event.
I don't know.
One of them is like an all time great. The other person fought him as this character only once at that SummerSlam.
I have no idea.
Isaac Yankum.
Ooh,
no. And no.
No.
Hogan and
Beefcake. I'll give you the first one. Brian Lee. Who was Adam Bomb?
Oh, okay, Adam Bomb.
And then he fought
Ugly.
Undertaker as the Undertaker. Undertaker versus Undertaker. That match was real life cousins. That was Undertaker's cousin. I never knew that.
I never wanted to.
He was real life cousin.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, that probably makes it easier.
Hey, Joe,
that...
great trivia.
Priest. Like I said, it was really hard.
It's the best thing Damian Priest ever did.
Absolutely.
Was the way he looked so pissed off.
That should just be a meme all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fan questions. Kimbo, the way Brock parodied Cody around, paraded Cody around the ring is reminiscent of when I finally beat my big brother at Street Fighter 2 when I was 10. I thought he was going to kick my ass, but he hugged me and took me around the neighborhood, raising my hand in victory.
And then kicked your ass.
What's you and Joe's best brother story?
Aww. Wrestling?
It doesn't have to be that, no. He's talking about a video game.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just in general. Best.
I mean, like... doing the Bunny Boys tag team for Doomsday
was
cool.
Our first Bunny Boys match was great.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Tim Davis.
When
Andrew,
you guys won the title?
No, it was our first match.
No, just the first match. Just that's when it was like, wow, it was always my dream to perform and both of ours to wrestle in front of people.
Yeah, be half naked with your brother.
And we did it together. And then
maybe someday we will do it again.
Maybe. Tim Davis, Andrew, is it true that Rhea winked at you? Of course.
Yeah.
Why would it not be?
I witnessed it.
Mitch Tarr said, I thought she winked at Eric, and Tim Davis said, pretty sure it was Andrew.
Damian Priest, what do you think?
See, that's the whole thing. You tell a lie enough, people believe it.
People believe it.
It's like Mayweather's calling himself the greatest boxer that ever lived. He said it so many times that people believed him.
Yeah.
And Eric, you got to stop saying that it was you that Rhea winked at it, because then people are going to start believing you.
Yeah, bullshit.
Nathan Bain, today is my birthday. I finally
up that fucking tweet.
I finally turned 21. What is y'all's go-to beer or any alcohol? For me, it's frozen margaritas, especially mango.
Favorite ever? Well, mine's Crown Vanilla and Coke Zero.
Yeah, I like that.
It's really good.
Yeah, you do.
I really drink whatever. I don't have a go-to. It just really depends on the mood I'm in.
What's your go-to beer?
Go-to beer?
We talked about this recently. I thought...
Yeah.
My top five is one of your top five. Haterade.
Haterade.
It's really good.
It is.
It's really good when you're day drinking in the middle of the summer, which we haven't done this summer. We did not day drink in the middle of the summer on a hot day.
I don't think.
So we still have to do that.
Yeah.
What are you doing Saturday?
I'll be at my uncle's out of town.
Mitch Tarr, what's worse, COVID era WWE or current AEW?
Current AEW.
It's COVID era WWE.
Which one's worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, the TVs and all that.
The empty arenas?
Yeah. garbage.
Dylan, now
that was crickets.
Dylan, now that Joe is pay-per-view prediction champion.
Oh, spoiler
alert.
And
he won it in such a dramatic fashion. How will his reign as champ be? Will he strive to be the longest? That's going to be tough.
Short.
Give us the best promos. Be the most captivating champ he could be. Give us what we want. You know, he said pay-per-view prediction. I think the most important thing is he's a paper champion.
Excuse me?
Paper Bazinga. Champion.
Oh, because paper beat
it's
rock?
Like you kind of, yeah, exactly. Because it's pretty much, I mean, it was like a gimme moment.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, he hasn't had in a while.
Right. You saw like the Cena. Tears
technically
swelling in his eyes and
like
you
Cena,
threw it.
Like Flair.
I could have just retained, but.
The goat got it back. Kind of like Federer when Federer got it, you know, that last Wimbledon.
I've never heard
like
of
Michael Jordan coming back to
we
score
still
55.
Do this?
Oh, yeah, Eric, I know you wouldn't know. You haven't had it in so long.
Wow.
We'll still do it next month when I win it back.
Oh, or when I win it.
We'll do it next month because if you guys ever think that you'll even... Here, you want to smell? You want to smell? No, no.
God, no.
You're never going to smell this title ever
again. I
don't
want to.
Andrew might. Andrew's good enough to maybe hold my job.
Yeah, maybe.
But do you want to smell that belt?
You got no chance.
You know where it's
eight
been.
Eight pay-per-views in a row streak.
I'm going
right.
to go regal this title, so we'll see who wants
have,
it.
And I saw you kissing it earlier, so enjoy. Michael Scott, your pay-per-view prediction championship Paper Scissors Rock match was captivating. We do care about that title. Mm. You should mention it more on the main show. Nothing wrong with that. Just like championships that are won on pay-per-views aren't kept a secret.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the very end of the show. And yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Barbecue food edition. Pushfire Berry, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, and ribs.
Oh, fuck.
Push cheeseburgers.
Shut up. This is my question.
Oh, what? Is that Eric?
Yeah. It did. That may or may not piss off Eric.
Well, just because
I think ribs falls last, but yeah. The best ribs are really good. Probably beats hot dog when you have like the best on the
what
planet.
If they're like baby Brock ribs?
Oh, those beat all three of these or all the other two.
That's tough.
I mean, because I love burgers so much, I gotta push burgers.
I like wieners in my mouth. Push hot dogs.
Well, we knew that.
And push burgers.
Shocker.
And push ribs on in my mouth.
Okay.
Bobby the Mark Soydem, I know this is main roster, but I met MJF on Saturday and his car almost got towed.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Asked a woman in a wheelchair, do you feel entitled sitting there skipping the line? That's great.
That's
also
amazing.
A mother who had a screaming child you would have swallowed.
What? Wow.
Oh, I guess he meant you should have swallowed.
Should have swallowed.
He had some Josh Reese grammar on here.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, trivia, which wrestler has the most wins in WWE history? Answer, Bret the Hitman Hart, 882.
Hmm.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, 1,882.
Yeah.
1,800.
Yeah.
I guess quite literally the best there was, the best there is. Yeah, you got that wrong. Jonathan Ramos, predict Jimmy's reason for turning on Jay. Again, I think it'll just be that he's going to be the future tribal chief, right? Yeah.
Roman promised me everything.
Josh DeStefano, it was so cringe listening to Colin Barrett calling Shinsuke Shin. It was like they were told on the commercial break to say it nonstop.
Shin, shin, shin.
Yes. Vinny the Gooch, normally I'm not so easily influenced by advertising, but I'll be a son of a bitch if SummerSlam didn't want to make me snap into a fucking Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christopher Russo, Pushfire Barry, Andrew, Joe, and Eric. Hmm.
Oh, done that 100 times. Everyone pushes Joe, and then what was the other ones?
Yeah. Steven with a V.
Who are the other guys?
Andrew. Yeah.
Did Andrew really try and retain the championship by saying throwing someone in the steel steps is the equivalent to using a weapon?
Yes,
a true heel championship move.
Nice.
First of all.
Yes.
First,
who was that? He's my new best friend.
Whore mouth.
My line.
It was Eric that said it. And it was not when he whipped him. It was when he bashed his head into the steel steps. So I guess when fucking Joker and Dark Knight put the pencil and pushed it through the guy's skull, I guess the pencil wasn't a weapon.
That's different.
Right?
It's
no.
a fucking pencil.
It's a pencil.
Yeah, it's sharp. It's right. pointy.
Why do they call it steel steps?
Yeah.
Because they're made of steel?
Yeah.
What would be worse, if I threw you into this table or bashed your face on it?
Probably a chair to my face, because that's a real weapon.
The argument wasn't whipping him into the stairs. The argument was bashing his head on the stairs.
Yes.
But still.
We gave it to him.
Still not illegal.
He says that's like Hogan kicking out at 3.1 when he lost to the Warrior.
Thank you. Love
Todd
you.
Todd Fricker, Push Fire Barry, Gargano, Ciampa, LA Feet.
Push LA, Barry what? Ciampa.
What?
Fire Gargano. That's what they're doing.
Fuck you, Eric.
That's what they make us feel.
I'd wow. push Ciampa, Barry, Gargano, and Fire Feet if it means these guys can get a push.
Fire Lord Chulu, Grayson Waller gets zero reaction from the crowd.
Zero.
Saying, well, that was crickets, is being generous. What does Hunter see, and who do you think there's any way of making him interesting?
I think they're already kind of balls deep in this guy, and he sucks. So let's hope that they don't fuck up and keep going and just go, yeah, this guy kind of sucks.
He could be like the next Roman Reigns where he's main eventing, and we're like, God, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, make him a better heel. And make him like just start beating people's asses and doing heel moves.
Right.
He's just a douchebag.
Douchebag.
The old Kanye, in your opinion, what would be some pros and cons of wrestling having an off season? It's only pros. There's no cons.
No.
The only cons is we're not going to make any money. But like the pros is, take the summer off. We'll miss you a little bit.
We can't wait for it to come back. It'd be amazing.
Let's let the wrestlers heal up.
Right.
Come up with new ideas. You have a couple months to come up with fresh ideas.
Right. Yeah.
Tony EC. Hey, guys. You see the pic from SummerSlam of Cody, his mom, and who was behind her? Q Adam Cole.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was
Brandy. Yeah.
No.
Oh, it was his mom again?
Okay. No.
Who?
I will show you because I posted about it.
All right.
But you never checked.
And we'll wait for that.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. That the was woman the, standing behind.
Yeah. The woman standing behind the mom.
Oh, boobies.
Yeah. Boobs.
And then you see someone put the boobs on the mom.
Yeah.
Go right there. Right there. look. It says, I can't wait to see more of the mom or something on television.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So great.
Because, like, the one I posted is like, what a big moment for Cody and his mom.
Yeah.
And someone come in, they're like, oh, I love the year 1900092.
Very nice.
Yeah, I did see, yeah.
That's good.
Excellent.
Right. Let's keep looking at memes that our fans have no idea what we're looking
at. All right, and that's fan questions.
Yeah, did you see?
Support us on...
Okay, all right, after the show. The Real Mr. Kennedy. Good evening, guys. Wanted to use my Patreon to get a shout-out for my son. It's his 11th birthday on Friday. His name is Hunter Kennedy.
Happy birthday, Hunter. Have a beer. Oh, wait, no, not a beer. Have a non-alcoholic beer. Give him a beer. A real beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go, oh, what? You gotta tell the wife. I didn't know he's gonna drink a beer. I saw him drinking beer. I said, "What?"
This episode on Home Improvement. Yeah. One of the kids drinks a beer. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, what?
I mean, if you've educated your child in wrestling, you could give him one of the Hunter Kennedy.
Very nice.
Yeah. You know, because his name.
A Miz Dirt.
Indie Taker. Who do you guys think won the promo battle, Miz or LA Knight? I went with the Miz.
I went with the Knight.
Aw.
Matt Cardona was going by that for a little while. The Indie Taker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Andy Piccone. Doesn't seem like the big four pay-per-views are now just three. Royal Rumble, Mania, and Money in the Bank all have the biggest title implications. That's true.
Yeah. Which
SummerSlam doesn't feel as big anymore. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Neither does Survivor Series. Jason Dearham, instead of saying Dominic and Rhea are dating, wouldn't it be more believable to say he's so infatuated by her, he'll do anything she tells him to do? I mean, that's what we all felt like it was.
That's what dating is.
Right. Right. Chody Rhodes. Let me
Chody
get this
Rhodes.
Straight. Dude,
Chody Rhodes.
Dude, security guards can pull apart Rhea and Raquel by groping their tits, asses, and holes.
Hmm.
But they can't smack them around a little until they chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, hey, calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down.
Ooh.
Saudi, hit her. Hit her.
Hit her.
Calm down.
I'm a pussy. Why the fuck was Jey Uso wearing a mask and a hoodie? You mean Jimmy Uso.
Yeah.
That's racist. Also, am I the only one who thought LA Knight was outclassed by The Miz in their promo? See,
yes,
Eric,
you
see?
Are. You are.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You fucking mark!
Thanks. We didn't
hit, a lot of marks.
We didn't hit that button enough tonight.
No, well,
right. Uncle Saudi, you still talked early. About this rumor for AEW Wembley of Jeff Jarrett versus Grotto. I'm bringing this up here so Eric can help us out with this button. MJF again? No, not MJF again. But yeah, Grotto.
Who are you? Who
I lost my shit when Josh said Grotto.
Who the fuck is Grotto?
I don't know. What? It's on Patreon.
That is like Jeff Jarrett fighting that person?
No, it's not official yet. Oh. Z-Boogs, yes. 69.
I know, yet.
I was at SummerSlam. Long story short, I had floor seats in the back and found some empty four-row seats by the corner of the barricade. I got to Pat Roman and Jay as they went by. The weirdest part was seeing Nick Khan up by a concession stand talking and apologizing to a family for the horrible show. Caught him as he was walking away and got a pic. I could send it to you if you want proof. Crazy times. I believe you.
Yeah.
Nick Khan.
Post it in our Facebook group.
Huh. Right. John, hey, Eric. I spent this morning cutting up my four-year-old daughter's pancakes for breakfast. And the only thing I could think about while trying to spend this precious moment with her was you. God damn you. Uh-huh. Seriously, thank you guys for the continuous laughs. Hopefully, if I'm ever in Houston, my daughter and I can meet up with you guys at the IHOP, and her and Eric can share the crayons and color before we get our meal.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm fucking busy that day, okay?
There you go.
Yeah, you're busy coloring your fucking IHOP menu. That was great. Frank Jingle.
All right, well, that's enough fucking fan questions for tonight.
That was great.
The headphones are off.
Oh, Frank, shit. The Frank, headphones are off.
Frank Dingling. Push fire, bury Vince McMahon. Push him into a fire, then bury him. Hope I did that right. But do you all think you've outgrown wrestling?
A long time ago.
I mean,
are you shitting me?
Sure, but we do a podcast about it. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Donald Alexander, top three things y'all could do today to improve WWE. What would they be?
Hmm. Push
better people.
Stables? Stables.
Listen to
have
the podcast.
Have fucking good stables.
Yeah.
If one shitty one once a year.
Yeah, I mean, we've answered this question a lot.
Yeah, sure, sure.
A fafillion times.
Make sure Vince doesn't ever wake up from his spinal coma.
Yeah.
Muscles Marinara, can we please get a new rumors intro, brother?
Well, we're working on
Eric.
It.
Eric.
For 7 years.
Yeah.
Dr. Coctopus. Just so I understand, God. Jey Uso put on a mask and hood. See, he got it. He's racist too. It's Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, I know.
That's hilarious.
Right. I like how they.
Who is he trying to trick? He was trying to trick us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The end all be all to disguise someone now is a hoodie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it never makes sense when someone shows up in a hoodie. It's just for the show. That's all. Like, oh, who is it? Who is it? Because obviously. They don't need to hide their identity. Future Endeavor, Vince Forever. Question for Eric. Who's better, Hulk Hogan or JBL?
JBL.
Yeah, I mean, that's too easy for Eric.
One's a wrestling god.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
PCJ, Roman's been holding a title for going on 4 years. Well, really, it's three, but all right. It's going to be 4 years. And in my opinion, it hasn't worked and been a complete waste of time. When the day comes that someone, whoever the fuck it is, finally takes the belt off Roman, then what? After Roman has beat everyone in the company multiple times, finally someone beats him. Okay, then what? How long does that person need to hold the belt and defend it successfully to make any sense of this? Is that person who beat Roman going to hold the title for several years too?
Probably.
Seriously, how do they get themselves out of this corner they painted themselves only because of Vince's stupid stubbornness? To make fans accept Roman as a top guy.
Easy. They make another title.
He's got to hold it for at least a year. Whoever beats Roman, I'm saying.
Probably. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Loses the next night.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Speedy McCrab, if you were working commentary, who would be your two co-announcers if you could choose?
That's a tough question.
I know.
Who would I pick to be co-commentators?
Wade Barrett.
God damn it, Andrew.
What?
I would pick Eric Hamilton and Andrew Pisano.
That's... You fucking mark. Wade Barrett and McAfee. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew Lugo. When will we be getting the Are You Going Live? Yeah, t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. That was just hilarious. What? That's a moment from our show?
Are You Going to Live?
Are You Going to Live? Yeah. I don't remember that. Mm. Sometimes we don't remember everything.
Yeah.
Remind me what happened there, Andrew.
It says, and new pay-per-view. Maybe it was on the SummerSlam recap.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
Omar, still trying to figure out why Sammy and KO have two belts each. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're about to have no belts each.
Yeah, they're about to be strapped.
Yeah.
Chef Dave, which two eras in wrestling history would you like to see go head-to-head? Besides Attitude and Ruthless Aggression, that's the one we want to see.
That's it.
Hogan era against the Attitude era.
Sure. Yeah, the Roman era.
The Roman era. Yeah, right.
Fabian Ortiz, fantasy book a new faction led by Triple H that feuds with Cody.
Yes.
Well, we fantasy booked Triple H factions.
We've given him so many fucking factions. It's not even funny.
Ciampa.
Oh.
Put Ciampa.
Owens.
Owens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Braun Breaker.
No.
Yeah, you need a Batista.
You need a young guy.
Fine. For redoing Evolution.
Fine. Yeah.
And Mark Jindrak.
And MJF.
What?
Fuck you. I signed him.
Mark Jindrak. Yeah. That was
right.
Good.
Right.
B-Sins. Hey, Jens. Did you hear Corey's comment about Jay's arms being too short to box with God?
Yes. Yep. I said that was...
stupid?
CM Punk's line from when he was feuding with The Rock.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. Tony Khan, thanks, guys. So LA Knight is even getting huge pops at Mets games now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, it's funny because the Mets a couple days ago, I'll show you what they tweeted.
Oh.
Because they announced that he was going to be there, and their fucking tweet made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it.
Take your time.
Hold it.
Okay. Wait a minute.
The Mets. In advance of Wrestle, and this is classic Mets. In advance of WrestleMania 40, LA Knight will be a guest. Will be guest hosting our game on August 8th. And I said WrestleMania 40. First of all, it's not in New York.
No,
it's in Philly, and also WrestleMania 40 is a long ways away.
It's in April.
Like this was at. It was right at. It was a few days after SummerSlam, and they're saying. In advance of WrestleMania 40. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
So is he just there promoting WrestleMania?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, maybe.
Make sure you New Yorkers go to Philly for WrestleMania.
Right, yeah.
Not that long of a drive.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Because they have trouble selling out WrestleMania now?
No.
It's all over the world.
No. In fact, more than ever, it's been easier.
Yeah.
Imagine if they do it in London. They're going to break All In's record.
Yeah, they will.
All In's about
they want to see what their thing is going to be, and then they'll announce it for London.
Oh,
they'll see
AEW?
What their record.
Right.
They'll see what record they set, and then they'll.
They'll be like, Vince, then we can break it. And he'd be like, we can put whatever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't break it.
Yeah, because theirs is like over 70,000, so it's a lot.
Like,
it's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, SummerSlam was 79,000?
No. It was 50.
Oh,
they said 59.
Yeah.
But it was 50.
Oh.
They added 9K.
Okay.
Of all workers in the building.
Right. That's what they do. They count all the employees, all the right. people
tonight's
yeah.
attendance. No. Do you think 9,000, if you count like every worker that every WWE employee, maybe?
Right.
Probably. They're
that's
technically
not what that is supposed to mean.
No.
No.
No. No, it's not.
Not, supposed, not at all.
It's people who paid to be there.
Right.
Yeah, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We just reviewed the first Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi movie. What is that movie called?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. We're going to be doing the trilogy in the coming weeks. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Oh, there's Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Look at him.
Look at him going down the runway. He's wearing a Who Are You t-shirt. You can get that at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, as well as the hat he's wearing. And oh, God, what is he doing? Make it stop.
Yeah.
Make it stop. And then become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Brackets, AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps,
damn,
movie recaps.
Wow.
It's all there.
Yes.
Check it out. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.